This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello beautiful people, you're welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Today we're going to review episode 3 of Nevertheless. There's nothing much to say really, nothing much at all. No much character development. Like I said in episode 2, they are still swimming around each other. They don't want to make their intentions clear. Nabi should tell Park Ji-hoon what she wants, if she wants a relationship, and stop hiding and beating around the bush, stop stalking him, stop sneaking on him. She should just say what she wants because it's so obvious she's into him. She's attracted to him physically, sexually. Like, the sexual tension between them is intense. Even when that other guy, like Eunha, that should be his name, approached her, wanted to be friends with her. I like the relationship they had, and it turns out that guy is also a scum. I don't know, I wouldn't say he's a scum. You know, at that party when I don't know, the girl just came to hold his hand. But why would you hold someone's hand? You know you're not in a relationship, and you saw him. You saw this person talking with another lady. You just came from nowhere and you held his hand. After the guy said he liked the girl since they were little and she rejected him. Oh, you rejected this guy and you saw him talking with someone, like having a deep conversation with someone. You just came from nowhere. I actually thought that ship was going to sail because I like their cute relationship. It's funny the way he makes Nabi laugh. Nabi is so free with him, like with this Eunha guy compared to Park Ji-hoon. That's Park Ji-hoon, she's shy around him. Well, we know she loves him, but this relationship she had with Eunha, it's so genuine, pure, innocent. You know what I'm saying, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, did y'all see that last scene of Nevertheless episode 3? Oh my god, this is really rated 19. This is 19. And just imagine me, I was longing to see more. I wanted to see more romantic scene, more deep kissing, everything. I wish they showed us more. You hardly see such in Korean dramas. I'm telling you, even those dramas rated 18, have drama called Word of the Marriage was also rated 19, and there was intense scenes there, but I don't think it was so, you know, intense as this one is intense. And you can just feel the chemistry from these two actors, Han Seo-hee and Song Kang. Can feel the chemistry. I like it. This is refreshing and at the same time toxic. Let's see what happens in the next episode. So far I'm liking it. It's not a deep drama, it's not too deep, but this is what happens every day. I can hit my chest and say 70-80% of girls on earth have been through such phase in their life, you know, having this deep feeling for someone who isn't just serious, who doesn't want to take you seriously, or who isn't ready to be committed. And I don't know, I think Park Ji-hoon has feelings for Nabi. I don't know how to describe this kind of feeling. I don't know, this feeling of jealousy. I don't know, you don't want to be committed, but when you see her around others, you get jealous. And another part that touched me was that late night call he made to Nabi. And you know, Nabi deleted his number. I applaud her for that, at least for her to move on. If that guy hadn't messed up their date at that festival, I feel she wouldn't have had sex with Park Jae-hoon. That's my own take, but I know she likes Park Jae-hoon. Even when that other guy wanted to kiss her, she burst out laughing. That was so embarrassing. So cute, funny, and also embarrassing. Okay, that night scene, I think Nabi went to get drugs, but she couldn't get any medication in the pharmacy nearby. And Park Jae-hoon came with the police, and oh, they're hitting the door. They thought someone had committed suicide or someone is dead. That scene made me see another part of Park Jae-hoon. Like, I can't really tell what he wants. He said he's not ready to date, and we saw him with that other girl that came back from, I don't know where she came back from, him telling the girl that he's for the girl and all. So I don't know, why is he confused? He should stop confusing himself and confusing Nabi. He should make his intention clear in the next episode, and Nabi also should know what she's doing. If she's there to flirt, I don't have a problem with both of them flirting with each other, but if you're flirting, take off your feelings. That's it. Remove your feelings from it and stop hurting yourself. Like my friend Emanuela said, she's already giving up on Nabi. And I'll be begging her, don't give up on her best girl. Nabi, best girl. Like, her character is sweet. I wouldn't say annoying, because this is real. Like, this happens for real. This is not even fictitious at all. It happens for real. I know what I'm talking about. But we just hope she outgrows this emotion, or maybe they get to understand themselves, whatever suits them, whatever make them happy. But no matter how Nabi misbehave, when I say misbehave, I mean no matter how she can't control her emotions, she'll always be my best girl. I like her, because I understand the situation, understand what is going on. So thanks for listening, and let me know what you think of this episode 3 of Nevertheless. What do you think? Just give me your feedback in the comment section, wherever you're listening from. Who do you like? Who are you disliking right now? Like, my friend, she's already disliking Nabi. There are some people disliking Park Jae-hoon, saying he's a walking red flag. Yes, he's a walking red flag, but Nabi too also knows Park Jae-hoon is a red flag. She even said it in episode 1 when she said, this guy is bad for my heart. She knows, but she's still there. She's still pushing herself there. Let me know what you think of this. It's an amazing episode. Like I said, it's not really a deep. This is not a deep, what's it called, drama. It's not a thriller. Like I said earlier, this is not a deep drama. It's not a crime drama, thriller, mystery, suspense. This is what happens for real. You get to find relationship like this these days. Some percentage of young adults are losing their conscience and empathy. They feel they don't owe anybody anything, which is wrong. So toxic relationship like this shouldn't be overlooked, and I'm glad they are throwing light into such relationship through this drama in South Korea. This is a beautiful one. I know I said in episode 1 that this is a feel-good refreshing drama, but I think I'll give the refreshing feel-good drama to what's it called, Monthly Magazine House. This is also refreshing and feel good, but you know, it's toxic. The relationship is toxic, so I'm not advocating for a toxic relationship. I won't say yes, toxic relationship are the thing, that the in thing, was raining. I wouldn't do that. But this is a beautiful drama. It's real. It happens for real, and that's why I'll keep watching this. I'll keep watching Nevertheless. Okay, I'll catch you guys in my next review. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment. You know, share my podcast with your friends, loved ones, your fellow K-drama lovers, you know what I mean. Thank you very much. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-drama Time with Vinvey. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.